This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will come to order. Welcome all those good folks out in the balmy plains of South Dakota to our committee. I'd like to ask folks if their cell phone is on, if they would please turn it on silent. If it goes off, I'll give you a dirty look. If it goes any further responses, if it's a persistent, we may have to have a discussion out in the hallway. I'd ask the secretary to go ahead and call the roll.
Senator Smith, Stalzer,
here.
Foster, Sutton,
here.
Nelson,
here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our last.
Second. He moved it.
He moved it. I second.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting. Seconded, moved by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor, they say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Okay. Minutes are approved. Okay, we have some. Okay, we've got two pages here. Please come forward and tell us who you are, where you're from, what your ambitions are in life, and who your parents are. Who raised you, anyways? Go ahead and turn the mic on.
Hi, I'm Bethany Swift. I'm from Burke. I'm not exactly sure what my ambitions are in life. I've thought about maybe doing something medical. And my parents are David and Fawn Swift.
Hi, I'm Emily Foyles. I'm from Raymond, South Dakota, which is west of Watertown. I plan to go to SDSU after high school and major in biology and then our education, and hopefully I'll teach science after that. And my ambitions for life, I don't know, rule the world, I guess.
Who are your parents?
Dale and Don Foyles.
Okay, thank you. And as is customary with this committee, I do want to do a shout-out of respect to our committee member, Senator Jim Stalzer, for his service in the Air Force. We thank you for your service, sir. We also like to have those who have served come up and introduce themselves. So, Mr. Mayor, Steve, sir, would you please come forward and give us a little bit about yourself and when you served so we can pay our due respect for that service and sacrifice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I wasn't expecting to come up here, but thank you for the opportunity. I'm retired Colonel Steve Harding. I was 34 years with the Army South Dakota National Guard, currently serving as the Deputy Secretary for Department of the Military. It's a non-uniform civilian role at this time.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, without further ado, we will start off our hearing with a advice and consent on General Reich. And at this point, we would open up for proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jason Simmons, a policy advisor in the governor's office. I'm here today to ask for your favorable consideration on the advice of consent of Major General Tim Reich as Adjutant General of the Department of the Military. As Governor Noem was announcing her selections to lead departments of state government, she stated, "While we recruit new talent, we must also retain the best and the brightest who have already committed themselves to serving South Dakotans." She continued, "I am thrilled to partner with proven public servants while also bringing new faces and ideas into public service." Specifically to her selection of Major General Reich, she said, "South Dakota has a proud history of service in the National Guard. I have the deepest respect for General Reich's commitment to improving our state's safety and its dedication to bolstering our threat response readiness." Mr. Chair, in full disclosure, Major Reich has expressed his desire to retire later this year. While we ask for your favorable consideration today, unless we can convince him to stick around a little longer, we look forward to appointing a service-oriented leader who will continue General Reich's legacy of commitment to the well-being and security of South Dakota. And Mr. Chair, with your permission, I'd like to turn it over to the Adjutant General to provide additional information about himself and to answer any questions you may have.
By all means.
Good
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich, and it's a pleasure here to appear before you today for this hearing. The South Dakota National Guard is in fantastic shape. I would tell you that we've got over 1,100 airmen in the South Dakota Air National Guard. They're over 109% personnel strength, and the Army Guard has over 3,100 airmen. They're at about 104% strength. We've got 148 Army and 12 Air deployed today, with 183 more scheduled to deploy between now and August. We have four of our F-16 jets and two pilots on alert at March Air Base in California as we speak. They've been down there for several years while California National Guard converts to F-15s. And so I've been in the National Guard for a little over 40 years, and I've been a traditional drill status guardsman the whole time up until 8 years ago when I was appointed as Adjutant General. I'm still a traditional guardsman. My full-time job is a state employee as Adjutant General. So that's kind of my opening remarks. It's a pleasure to be here this morning, Mr. Chairman. I stand by for any questions that you or the committee has.
Thank you, sir. Is there any other further proponents for General Rice's advice and consent? Is there any opponents to the general's nomination? I see by the fact your family's not here, you have their permission, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Without further ado, since we don't see any opponents, at this point I will open up for committee questions and comments and action. Senator Stalzer.
I guess since we can do action, I will start with a motion to do advise and consent.
Okay, we have a motion to advise and consent from Senator Stalzer. We have a second from Senator Foster. Is there any comment, sir?
Well, the South Dakota Guard is among the best in the nation and in the world, and a lot of the credit goes to the Adjutant General, and I just think that he should be allowed to finish up and retire with honors in June. I understand you're leaving, and he can be thankful for my friend that was Adjutant General in Rhode Island that he's in South Dakota instead of Rhode Island.
Okay, is there any further comments? Well, sir, I do have. What are your plans when you retire,
Mr. Chairman? We're going to move back to Howard, South Dakota. We've kept a home there the whole time, and when I got this job, my wife quit her job and moved to Rapid City with me. We've got a daughter in the 7th grade. It was kind of always our plan when she got to be going into the 8th grade to go back home, and so I don't really have any job plan. We've got a farm there, and I'll help people, and if something pops up that's a good fit for me, I would certainly consider that, but right now I don't have any plans.
Well, as you know from being from Howard, it's a great place to be from, and there's a lot of nice folks up there, and matter of fact, I'm sure Ray and Sandy and Epiphany would enjoy your patronage at the Coon Hunter. So we look forward to having you back home, sir. And if you change your mind, I think we still have time to draft you for further service. So,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would probably need your family's approval. But, well, thank you, sir, for coming forward. We definitely thank you for your service. And at this time, I would ask the Secretary to go ahead and call the roll on the nomination and consent, advise and consent of Major General Timothy A. Reich, the Adjutant General, State of South Dakota.
Senator Smith. Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
4 yeas, 1 excused.
Having received a majority vote of the members-elect of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, the advice and consent of Major General Timothy A. Reich as the Adjutant General of the State of South Dakota shall go to the floor. I would object. I do want to say some commendatory words to the general on the floor and also highlight his record and his achievements. Definitely want to be able to show that respect and appreciation for your long service, South Dakota. Thank you, sir. Ma'am, if you would assign that to myself, I'll do that on the Senate floor.
Thank you. Okay, next order of business is the advice and consent on Brigadier General Thomas G. Coymans. Am I saying that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, at this point, I would open it up for proponents of the nomination of advice and consent for Army Assistant Adjutant General. Good afternoon, sir. Please go ahead and introduce yourself, and you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Jason Simmons, again, with the Governor's Office. Before I start, I'd just like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee members for scheduling all these hearings at times that work for us. I know we're kind of cutting into your lunch hour a little bit, but we appreciate your service and taking the time to thoroughly have these hearings. So, with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm here again today to ask for your favorable consideration on the appointment of Brigadier General Thomas Coymans as Assistant Adjutant General of the South Dakota Army National Guard. The Brigadier General was appointed in May 2018 by Governor Dugard following last year's legislative session, so this is the first opportunity to have one of these hearings, and Governor Noem would like to keep him in that position and ask for your support. As Assistant Adjutant General, he is responsible for providing worldwide deployable mission-ready forces to combatant commanders and emergency response and support to civilian authorities. In addition, he serves as the principal advisor to the Adjutant General for all matters pertaining to the South Dakota Army National Guard. This includes strategic planning, strength management, troop readiness, and mobilization support to the state's nearly 3,200 Army National Guard soldiers. Prior to his current assignment, General Coymans served as Land Component Commander of the South Dakota National Guard and Director of the Joint Staff at South Dakota Joint Force Headquarters. He has held many command positions and has received numerous awards and decorations over his 43 years of service. Mr. Chair, that concludes my remarks, and I'd be happy to turn it over to him.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Please do. Good afternoon, General. Welcome to your State Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Please go ahead and turn your mic on, introduce yourself, and you have the floor, sir.
Good afternoon, Chairman Nelson, committee members. My name is Tom Coymans. I'm the Assistant Adjutant General for the South Dakota Army National Guard, and I've been in the Guard for a long time. I have a little over 43 years of service. I started out in the in the 740th Transportation Company and worked my way through a number of things. So my background is a logistician, but it's certainly an honor to be here today and to answer any questions that you might have. I live in Aberdeen, and I'm a traditional soldier as well, and my civilian job is with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I'm a civil engineer with them, and up until about a week and a half ago, my job was the regional roads engineer there, where we managed the roads on the reservations in North and South Dakota and Northern Nebraska. That was our area of responsibility. And I just recently took a new position with them as the Deputy Director for Transportation for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So I'm just settling into a new job there as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Definitely appreciate that. At this time, I'd open up for any other further proponents for the advise and consent on Brigadier General Thomas G. Coymans. Okay, seeing none, I would open up for any opponents for the advise and consent on Army Assistant Adjutant General nomination of Brigadier General Thomas G. Coymans. Seeing none, we'll go to committee questions and actions and comments. Senator Stalzer.
Well, I think I can duplicate things, and him being the assistant, he probably gets all the dirty work delegated to him anyway. So, obviously, with the record of the National Guard and Reserve in South Dakota, obviously, both of these gentlemen have done outstanding work, and that I would recommend that we advise and consent on his nomination.
Okay, we have a advise and consent motion by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Foster. Any further comments? Okay. The only comments I have, sir, is I want to thank you for your service, long and dedicated service to the state of South Dakota. I do also want to throw out to yourself and the General and Mr. Steve that I have had some emails and some concerns by some Guard members in regards to USERRA violations on them serving in the National Guard and state government. So I would ask if you folks can redouble your efforts in educating some of these supervisors of state government on their responsibilities and requirements underneath that law so that we can avoid any costly lawsuits and embarrassment. You folks know how hard it is for these folks to serve to begin with, and the last thing they need is to run into flack from our own state government. So whatever I can do to facilitate that, if we need to take action in the future, but if you folks could take that for action, I promise those members that I would bring that up and pass it on and make sure that it'll be addressed. So I definitely appreciate that. So without further ado, I'd ask the Secretary to go ahead and call the roll call vote.
Senator Smith? Stalzer?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
4 yeas, 1 excused.
Having received a majority of members-elect, the advice and consent for Brigadier General Thomas Kroymans for Army Assistant Adjutant General of South Dakota National Guard will go to the floor with a due pass motion. I would go ahead and assign that myself also, and I'll speak in favor of the general. Okay, that is the end of our business for today. I would like to thank our honored guests. Thank you for coming here. Before we close for the day, I see another veteran has wandered into our committee. Sir, if you could come forward and introduce yourself and say who you are and let folks know your service and sacrifice for the state and our country, we'd definitely appreciate it. Go ahead and turn your mic on and introduce yourself, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Ken Tunison with the Commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart for North Dakota and South Dakota in the Chapter 5355 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a pleasure to be here, sir.
And, sir, could you refresh my failing memory? I do know of one unit you served with, but could you tell us a little brief biography of your history and service to our country?
I had the opportunity to, first of all, I got drafted way back in the late 60s, but I had the opportunity to be stationed in Berlin, Germany with the Berlin Brigade from 72 to 77. And Senator Nelson's father was there, stationed there also at the time. So I thank you for the compliment there, sir.
Thank you for coming today, sir. And on behalf of our committee and South Dakotans, we want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And to clear the record up, Dad was a little bit older than you. He was at the Berlin Brigade in the late 50s, early 60s. And he came home with a little souvenir called my older brother, Doug. So thank you very much for your service, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, committee.
Okay. Without further ado, is there any other further actions or business before our committee? If not, I would humor a motion to adjourn. We have a motion adjourned by Senator Stalzer, second by Senator Sutton. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. We are adjourned.